Good morning. We are here. Give us a moment. It is January 11th, 2013. New moon in Capricorn. Let us begin. You are now establishing the vibration of the next millennia. You have completely, as we see it, changed the channel, if you will, from one to another. As you go through that point, and if you remember the old television sets, it goes through a very chaotic flipping from one to the other. As you leave one station, go through this chaotic electrical activity, and then fully establish the next station. And then that station is now clear, and the programming that is on that station comes through with great clarity. You no longer have the other station. It isn't like it's bleeding through. You are now firmly on the new station. And these last few days have been seeing some of that noise disappearing, and more and more and more firm clarity of the new coming into place. And this is happening in places like with the administration and the releasing of the names of their next cabinet members. It is happening with courts and things that are making it clear what sort of things they are going to entertain in the arena of the courts. It's also occurring in other areas. And for some it is work, for some it is other environments, school and such. But there's now seems to be this level of clarity that something has changed and there's a new vibration permeating everything. And that vibration will really begin to shake things up that have been too rigid. And what we mean by that is there's a lot of rigidity. As you exited Pisces, as you moved out of that place, things really started to rigid up. Whether it was the Tea Partiers, what they're rigiding it up on their belief systems, whether or not it was the left rigiding it up on theirs, whether it was all kinds of things around the planet seem to be getting more and more and more rigid. But now, all of a sudden, many of those things are beginning to be shown to be not that important, not that rigid. And we know that a lot of this is more of a feeling than it is something you can point at. Although we would tell you in 6 months from now, you will look back on this time and say, yes, that happened at that time, that was begun at that point, and you will begin to see how certain things that were looming were no longer looming. All of a sudden, just brushed off, and new things that were more in line with the vibration of the new millennia really started to kick in. There are many who are upset with Obama's choices for his cabinet members. Yet, in some ways, each one of these is the kind of person you would want for the changes that Obama has been promising or has been touting as what he wants to do. So what is the face of that kind of change? What is the face of that kind of new policy? And so as you see some of these new players coming on the scene, whether it is at work, new managers, whether it is in government with new faces, whether it is in business with new people running businesses and such, start to realize that this is what change looks like. In other words, there's a rubber meets the road about change. It's not just aliens coming down from space and handing you all sticks that will allow you to have everything you want. It is something different, but not a whole lot different. Enough different to make a change, but not so different that you think you're no longer where you are. What we mean by that is you have established, and we are talking to all of you, you have established a level of comfort that you are attempting now to move out of, but not in such a violent way that you feel that you've totally ripped everything from the past and yeah, you're floundering. In other words, it's like you're crossing you've been crossing a river, moving from rock to rock, stable rock, find the next stable rock, and there's a time when you're between the stable rocks. And you have been doing that, and now you are on another, we would say, stable rock. And now you are sort of getting your bearings and discovering what's available on this particular new land that you've stepped onto. And we will tell you a lot of it has to do with what you have been wanting. You see, we have said many times, and we know other channels have said this as well, that it is a good practice not to demand a certain output. Don't say, I want to make $1 million in the lottery today. It has to be $1 million, it has to be lottery, it has to be today. If instead you said, bring me financial security, then you open the possibilities to many, many more avenues of success. And so you have done that. All of you have been doing that. You've been making these ideas, these concepts that you want certain things. We want you to think about the idea that maybe they'll show up in a way you don't recognize, but they're still showing up. And it will take you maybe 6 months, 9 months to realize that that change, that difference, that new thing that you didn't recognize was exactly what you were needing, was exactly what you were asking for. There's video games that have this idea in them where you move through the video game and you find certain things and you don't know they have value until you pick them up and take them later and you realize, oh, that box I picked up had a key in it that opens this door later on or something. So see, we want you to start seeing reality like that. That what's in front of you may not make sense, but trusting and moving with it, moving with the flow, will get you where you ultimately are asking to go. Whatever it is. So as you move further and further into this new year and into this new millennium, we want you to begin to notice how change that you were asking for shows up in ways that you don't recognize immediately, because it's important for you to not judge how the change you are asking for finds its way to you. Because if you qualify it too much, you really limit the possibilities. And you can limit the possibilities to no possibilities. You really can. So, as you find yourself moving into this new time frame, see it as like expanding. We've used the analogy of going sand coming through an hourglass. There's that period of time when it is in the middle of the hourglass and is most squeezed by everything. then it comes out the other side and it goes, ah, and it just falls into the other sand and with great gentleness. See that. See yourself in this kind of free-falling gentleness where your hands can just go into the wind and move you in any direction you want. Don't worry about the landing, because you're going to earn wings before you hit the ground. You're going to learn to fly, all of you. And that is really an important thing. It's like being a butterfly coming out of the cocoon. You're going to stretch your wings, you're going to learn to manipulate this reality with the ease that a butterfly travels through the air. And we want you all to start to really notice that. Because if you keep looking back on the way things were on the other side, then you will limit your experience on this side. So don't limit yourself. Expand into this new now. All of you. And with that, we will depart. It has been our pleasure.